Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, New York State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's December the 24th, the night before Christmas. That means there's only two more shopping days till Christmas. Okay, one more shopping day till Christmas, and then a frenzied run at sometime around midnight to go make that final run. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to join us in about 45 minutes. She's gathering up the kids and the grandkids, and that was a great, great present for Christmas that the kids rolled in yesterday and brought in the grandkids, Ashlyn and Mike. My guest today is going to be at 8 o'clock. Is going to be U.S. Deputy Marshal Vince Gambone. And he's going to talk about Vince's station down in New Mexico. He's going to talk about things he can about the plight of the border, things that maybe we don't hear all the time. It should be a real interesting program. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com, and we're also chatting. The chat room's open. It's 7:06, and the weather today, it's going to be, pull up the weather there, Chandler. Bad Bob has taken the day and taken his bride someplace else. We're not sure where. He won't tell us. But when we call him, he does answer occasionally. But today it looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 52, light and variable winds. And what it looks like is that we have a chance of rain tonight, but it looks like Christmas Day may be drier than we thought. You know, there is a chance of rain during the day, and at night, 100%. So enjoy the day today. Get in that shopping. Get down to those places that have that last minute special things. You know, what I saw today in the paper was, it was not unusual. It said that, people are still shopping and shopping hard. And most of them are males that are out shopping. Now, why is it that we men will wait till those last two or three days and then do some heavy power shopping? I don't know. Chandler, have you done all your shopping?
Actually, I do have to go today and pick up a few more things. Yeah. I can't tell you why it's men that...
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
You know, Linda's been shopping for Christmas since last Christmas. Women do that. They go, they get things on sales, they put them away, you know, they don't...
We're not as excited about it, I think, as they are, you know?
No, I think is that we're at that, you know, in that supply type, you know, it's like food. Okay, you bring in food when they need it, and then you get big food, and you kill the mastodon, and everybody chews on it for a year. But when it gets down to these things, like, you know, it's maybe it's a pressure thing. Maybe we work better under pressure, and we're thinking for that special gift too. And a lot of times, here's what I think: well, what do you want, honey? Oh, you know, you've given me so much. I'm not sure what I want. And you go, okay. So you think about it. Well, can you give me some hints? Well, no. Anything you pick out is right. No, it's good because I'll love anything you give me. Which. Don't we all know, men? That's not true. But, you know, but you still, because we just believe them. We just, because they look at us and they smile, and we believe that. And then, so then you get up to, like, 2 days before Christmas, go, well, I think I might have found something. And she says, well, really? Oh, I know I'll love it. And then it's like, well, come on, but just give me that little list again. And then so then they give you a list of 25 things. And you find out the thing you bought, it's not even in the top. Well, it's not even on the list. So here we are with two days left in a frenzied rush out to go places. So, and one of the frenzied places I'm going to is Four Winds Jewelry. Oh, yeah. He's got sales going, and he's got Leonard's out there. He's selling some jewelry this week. And I don't know why it is, but no, men just make a run for jewelry. I think it's this. It's our final refuge. That you don't find that sweater, and you're not too sure what that sweater's, you know, if that color's just right and all that. And guys, you know what? A gift certificate to American Tire just isn't quite the thing that they're looking for under the tree. And so, you know, jewelry is always safe. Or like Bad Bob said, is you pick up a, here comes Jim, come on in here, Jim. Bad Bob says, no, you go down to 7-Eleven, you get a magazine, and you say, oh, I got you this magazine, and I'm going to, and getting you a subscription to it. And I, guess where that magazine's going to end up.
So the tire certificate is not a good gift. Oh, am I going to have to go?
Did I give that away?
Am I going to have to go put that back?
Did I give
take it back?
Oh, well, you
buy
know,
jewelry instead.
Yeah, I think that jewelry, from what I understand, and I've got an expert.
Yeah,
I have an expert here. Santa says girls like jewelry.
Yes,
and it doesn't have to be real expensive jewelry. It just has to be jewelry. It's got to come from the heart.
Yeah, a little bling.
Yeah, of course, little jewelry.
Bigger is better.
Bigger,
yeah. Bigger, shinier.
That's right.
Yes,
yeah,
more
the
expensive.
Bigger the engine in the car, the better the car.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. In fact, I was reading this morning some stories about the last minute shoppers, of which I think Carl, you and I probably fall into that category. I don't know about Chandler, but
Chandler's one of us.
Jewelry is one of the biggies. For men, last minute. They want to rush in. They want to get it done, and they go, hey, give me that. That looks good.
Well, that's what I talked about. Four Winds is that they've got a good selection there, and Leonard, he understands this when guys come in. In fact, he has little things here. During the day. You can go in there and buy jewelry, and he'll even wrap it for you.
Oh, great!
I've
got wrapping to do today, and I'm not the world's best gift wrapper.
Oh, well, I tell you what, when I get to wrapping,
I've never heard you rap.
Hey, I got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, Linda will be in around 8 o'clock. 605-4567, give us a call or stream and chat with us at KCNR1460.com. The chat room's open, and I'm being taken to task here. It says, Angel, the secret is to give gifts you wouldn't buy every day. It is an act of looking for the perfect gift that your wife or husband would love. You know, I'm not sure, but I think that she would really love an antelope hunting trip to Wyoming. I'm not sure. This is just coming into my head right now, Angel.
With you by her side, right?
Oh. I mean. Oh, yeah, of course. That's right. And then they're saying, the one about her husband gave the wife a vacuum cleaner for Christmas. Look, even Chandler wouldn't do that. And Chandler, he hasn't got that married look about him. He's still in that hunting phase.
The hunting phase.
The finding phase. As soon as I can, I'm going to find all my notes. Hey, did you see today? I have not been talking about this case because, frankly, I think it's a tragedy, this Berlinghoff case. Have you noticed that?
I heard you talking about it this morning with Jim.
Yeah, you know what? This is just this is terrible. They're talking about the guy Berlinghoff, the father, just got arrested. What's his name? It was in the paper this morning. Jacob Berlinghoff, jailed for sex-related charges, sexual battery, annoying a child, and lewd and lascivious acts with a child under 14. Is that the father?
I'm not sure.
Jim, is that the father? Yeah. So that's the father of the girl. This guy was standing right in front of everybody during all the time, pleading about his little girl, all this crap. He has not, he hasn't been to trial or anything else. Anyway, and I'm not going to say anything else about this. This is such a tragedy for this young lady and this family to have all this happen. Because there's got to be, there's so much more to it than we're ever going to see. Yeah, that's terrible. Hey, but you know what? The Record Searchlight, I just also saw when you're on the Record Searchlight, because we like Record Searchlight, when you're on there at Reading.com, they're advertising marijuana evaluations, medical marijuana evaluations with a $50 off coupon.
There you go.
For the
go
woman.
There, for that.
There you go. Okay, you can do your shopping right there. You get a $50 off coupon for a for a medical marijuana evaluation for your loved one. Okay, maybe not. A couple other things, my friends. Bell ringers. Salvation Army needs more bell ringers. They're really close to making their goal of 100,000. They need like 6,000 or 7,000 more. So this would be a great day to do it, and they've got openings there. So give them a call at 222-2207. 222-2207. And then we can go into other things like what's been happening in Christmas. You think that, every year at Christmas, strange things happen. The American Civil Liberties Union has launched a new salvo against the people. Even as billions around the world celebrate the birth of Christ, the ACLU sent a letter to federal health officials urging the government to force Catholic hospitals in the U.S. to perform abortions in violation of their core moral commitment to protecting the lives of the unborn. They're counting on Obama rationing Czar Donald Berwick. And this guy was a recess appointment. You know, he never went through where they go through the vetting of the Senate and the Congress.
Okay.
He was a recess appointee whose radical views on wealth and health redistribution were never quite vetted to dictate which religious principles hospital operators can and cannot follow. They reiterated, ACLU reiterated its call for a federal probe, or what we call a fishing expedition, of Catholic hospitals nationwide that refuse to provide emergency contraception and abortions to women. In practice, of course, every request for abortion is an emergency to the left. See, here's why I have problems. It's not like there's no other hospitals. There's no other places to have abortions performed. To force a Catholic hospital to perform these, and in lieu of that, I mean, not in lieu, but along with that, the doctors who may be Catholic to perform abortions, which goes completely against their religion, when you don't have to do it.
Right. They shouldn't have
to. Do you understand that? It's not like there's no other place for it to happen. There is. And to force them to do something like this, so much against their faith, why? Why is that? Why is that being forced on them? Okay, we've got to take a break. Well, I know why it's being forced on them. It's a control thing. They want to control everything. The government wants to control everything. They want the government to get into this. Oh, no, you've got to do this. You've got to do this. You know, Obama is riding the crest of a wave. He is surfing heavy in Hawaii this week. He got Don't Ask, Don't Tell for his liberal base. He got the START Treaty passed. He got the tax bill, which, the Bush tax cuts were extended. I mean, he should just kind of like float on over to Hawaii, because he got a lot of stuff done this week in a lame duck Congress. And how he got it done, I'll never know, but he did. And so, what's that going to portend for next year? Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, right on Airport Road, Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Yeah, that's right. Puts in Dish Satellite, does a great job. He's a local guy, veteran. And if you need free HDTV, he's got that for you. Now, what do you mean by free? He's got rebates right now. But you have to call him at 244-1988. And talk to Heather, talk to Doug, and he will fix you up for the holidays. It's a good time to do it. Get those Christmas shows. Okay, maybe a little bit late, but get all those football games coming in. That's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Okay, what are the things going on here? The Shasta Women's Refuge. They've had it's been a tough year. You know, the state's been pulling money and funds. They've been working really hard to obtain funds for the people that need it, for the women and children who are victims of domestic violence. So you can still give this year. You can still give to the Women's Refuge. The only thing you have to do is just give them a call at 224-0118. 244-0118. And give them a call, and they will tell you how you can help. Gifts made to the Shasta Women's Refuge by December 31st are eligible for their 2010 tax benefits also. It's going to, you know, it goes to a good cause. And I know that, you know, maybe you've got a few dollars left. You know, you go down, ring the bell. You go buy those kettles, drop in a penny. You know what? Dropping in money to those two, another great thing. But the Shasta Women's Refuge, 244-0118. Let's go to the phones. Noni?
Yes, sir.
Is this you?
Yes, sir. long time ago. Hey, happy Christmas Eve morning to you folks.
Merry Christmas Eve morning to you.
Thank you. I just had a question. I wanted to go back to what you were talking about earlier about the abortion situation in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
It runs in my mind that not too long ago, there was a Muslim nurse who was who won the right to wear a burqa in a hospital.
Uh-huh.
I may be wrong on that. If you guys can remember the situation, or maybe a listener could call in and expound on it. I may be wrong, but it runs in my mind that there was a situation that she won. So, okay.
Okay, so wearing a burqa in a hospital?
Yeah, I believe that's what it was. A Muslim won the right to do something in the hospital when it was something like that, and I'm pretty sure it was the right to wear the burqa, but... like I say, maybe if you can't remember, maybe a listener could expound
okay.
on that a little bit.
I don't know. I don't remember that. I know that there was a case where a woman refused to take off her head veil in Florida because she said, "You can't take a picture of my face," and they lost that one.
Oh, okay.
They lost that one in court. Oh, thank God. And
yeah.
Did you know in France they're taking the burqa away?
Yes. There's good reasons for that.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that, you know, assimilating and all that into a culture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, Noni, thanks
okay.
for calling.
All right. Well,
Merry Christmas.
God bless you guys, and Merry Christmas as well.
Well, thank you
bye-bye.
So much.
All right, bye-bye.
Burkas. You know, and Chandler, you were over in the Middle East a lot.
Yeah.
You know, my men came up and were starting to talk about TNA. Yep. Toes and ankles. They were looking at the girls. Toes and ankles. First time they said it, I looked at them, and that's when the toes and ankles came out. And it broke me up, you know, on this. But it's funny, but in Iraq, many of the women did not wear burqas.
Not all of them did.
No, they didn't. They saw a lot of them in Western dress.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, it was in Iraq in so many ways, it was more open than others. I think we got a break here, right?
Yep.
Okay. This is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Looks like some of the gifts people are talking about is going out fishing, giving husbands fishing lessons, taking them out on the Trinity so they go out and fish. When's the break at? 30:30?
Yep.
Okay, so we got, a couple more minutes? Okay, now it's coming. New producer during the week. You got it?
Yep.
Okay, we got it. We'll be back right after these messages. Welcome, Linda Bott. 7:34, it's December the 24th. It's Christmas Eve day. Still can shop. And I tell you what, we're getting a lot of good ideas. Okay, here's one. Wait a minute, first of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Finest walk-in humidor in the state, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and they do have presents. If your honey likes coffee, go on down there, buy a few bags of their special coffee. It's Christmas-type coffee, different flavors. Buy an espresso machine, buy a French press. Buy those types of products that you can make those special cups of coffee. And there's a lot of people just love their coffee in the morning. Not only do they have great prices at Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's, they're going to show you how to use it. They'll show you. You know, a lot of times somebody just, you know, in a big box store, you buy it, that's it. You walk out and try and figure it out. You end up blowing the grounds clear across the room up on the ceiling. That didn't happen to me, but it happened to Chandler. So they'll show you how to use it there. So, or if you smoke cigars, and guess what? It's not against the law. He enjoys a cigar. Buy a great box of cigars or buy a gift assortment for him right there at Tobacco and Brew. A last-minute way. Fill his stocking up with cigars and coffee. Yeah, that'll get started. Okay. Now, as I was saying, one of the Sun Gold says her husband took a sweater that she really loved, and he took it to a boutique. You know, and there are some great boutiques around town here. Elegant Soul, Dandelion, and matched it. And she said it was one of the greatest presents she ever received. That's cool. And today, this is something else, how the world has changed. Today, Friday, December 24th, is Peace on Earth Day. The moon seemed a little closer to Earth this day, and the world got a little smaller. It was in 1968, three astronauts, Lovell, Anders, and Borman, had reached the moon. Before they returned to Earth, the three astronauts would orbit the moon 10 times, paving the way for the first Earthling to walk on the lunar surface 7 months later. Now, see, the important part of this is here. People all around the globe were able to see, via direct TV transmission, the most important parts of the Apollo 8 mission. It was the most emotional moments of the space flight. It was Christmas Eve, and Lovell, Anders, and Borman, 250,000 miles from home, were reading verses from their Bible and transmitting a message to all mankind, calling for peace on Earth. They were reading from their Bible and transmitting a message to all mankind, calling for peace on Earth. Do you actually think that would happen today?
What, reading a Bible in space to
the world and saying peace on Earth? You know, the peace on Earth might be, but do you actually think that the government would allow them to read the Bible? I mean, what do you think? I don't believe they would. There'd be people screaming, church and state, oh, well, what about the Quran? What about this? What about that?
Right.
You know what? In 1968, it was normal. Right. They read passages from the Bible about peace on Earth, about faith, about loving your fellow man. And peace. And today, if they tried it, I think
there might be a lawsuit or something.
Yeah, there'd be lawsuits. There'd be everything. I mean, you know,
someone would sue the astronauts.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what? So, okay. During the rest of this hour, we want to talk about a few other things. One of them is Manning, the Manning guy, the Private Manning, who released the 250,000. Plus documents, which I'm still not sure how he got access to it.
That should be interesting. Didn't he have some kind of top secret clearance?
No, he had a secret clearance. But, you know, so a lot of these things weren't top secret. I think they were just secret, but bad enough. And he may have had a top secret clearance. But they're screaming, and they're saying he's being tortured at Quantico, Virginia, in the brig there, because he's being held in solitary confinement. You're held in solitary confinement for a couple of reasons. One, you're an escape risk, which he's probably not an escape risk because he's probably not that kind of person. But the other thing is you can't put him out in general population because there could be some Marines or sailors. Just because they're in a brig doesn't mean that they don't love their country, who may take a shot at him,
right,
you know, and hurt him. That's another reason for it. But the and of course, well, he's being tortured because of you Americans, you torture people. Well, you know what? The fact is that Manning has been accused of turning over more documents, secret documents, that have harmed this country. And if you don't think they've harmed this country, you're crazy. They have harmed this country. We don't know if people right now are being killed. The CIA is putting together a team to try and figure out just out how much damage these leaks have caused. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, in a confidential memo that the head of this party in this country is a jerk, and have that come out. It's another thing to show where all the safe houses are in another country where people are risking their lives. So Manning, yeah, he deserves to come to trial, but you know, the people are screaming again, torture, torture, torture. They have no idea. It's just like it's just like the things that Congress passed. Do they really have any type of history? Do they have any type of foresight? Do they have any type of vision of how much damage they cause with the when they pander and they pander to certain groups? Do they have any idea? And I'm not talking just gay. I'm talking environmentalists or business concerns or conglomerates. Do they have any idea what they do? Or is it just strictly, you know, who's got the most cash and who's going to vote for them? Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl Lindebaugh. Linda will be in here around 8 o'clock. She's gathering up the kids and grandkids and see how many of them we can grab at one time to come in here. Hey, it's 51 degrees. It's going to be, get a high of 52 degrees. Maybe it's 47, it's going to be 52. Mostly cloudy today. Maybe a chance of rain tonight. Even though the paper is saying that tomorrow looks like it's going to be dry. We're getting other reports of rain. And then tomorrow night, lots of rain. And Sunday, more rain. So today, mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Light and variable wind. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crystal Air. Crystal Air has given us just a number of facts here, such as geo-exchange heating and air conditioning is a simple concept. It circulates water through a closed loop of tubing in order to capture heat from the ground in the winter and release heat from your home in the summer. To find out more, you give Crystal Air a phone call at 530-623-1000 or visit them at www.crystalair.info. That's 530-623-1000. And that's Crystal Air. Okay, Chandler. You know how kids get together and they want to do good things?
Yeah. Well, kids, what age group are we talking about exactly?
We're talking teenagers here.
Okay.
Okay. In Haymarket, Virginia, now, which I just happen to know where Haymarket, Virginia is, it's toward the interior of Virginia. It's not up around D.C., and it's not all the way to the coast. It's a place... That's kind of a smaller town, and it has a lot of history in the town. A group of 10 boys calling themselves the Christmas Sweater Club were given detention at least 2 hours of cleaning for tossing free 2-inch candy canes at students as they entered before classes started. They were creating a disturbance. One of their mothers, Kathleen Flannery, said that an administrator called her and explained, not everyone wants Christmas cheer, that suicide rates are up over Christmas, and that they should keep their cheer to themselves. Yes!
No positive energy. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, this type of thing, when I hear this crap, is just, it gets me because... when you see people trying to, people are so politically correct. They are so afraid of the ACLU. They're so afraid of a lawyer. They're so afraid of a judge telling them, oh, no, you can't do this. You can't say Christmas. You can't. They're having, they're actually having, Christmas song sessions, those things that, not song sessions, but, it's schools. They get everybody together in the, auditorium, and they have a show put on there. Well, they're even having them now. They don't even have Christmas songs. They're called Holiday Solstice. Okay. Holiday Solstice celebration, and they don't sing Christmas songs. Where have we gotten to? Has it changed that much since 1968 when three astronauts are reading from the Bible and asking for peace on Earth? They should have asked for peace in our minds. They should have asked for people to have rational thought. They should have had people think, just because you disagree with this doesn't mean that you can shut it down. I go back to the Happy Meals. The woman who didn't want her child to have Happy Meals is suing McDonald's. Well, so that no child can have Happy Meals. And you know what? And because of that, our protest was we gave away Happy Meals. And guess what, my friends? I have one Happy Meal left. That's right. I have one gift certificate. Jimmy provided us with gift certificates to McDonald's to get a Happy Meal. So I'm going to give away one more Happy Meal. Now, like, you know, the first one that bought it was Jay, and he brought his daughter, his four-year-old daughter, who likes McDonald's. It's a special treat for him. For my grandkids, it's a special treat. But the idea of having somebody tell them they can't have Happy Meals because some woman can't say no to her child is wrong. And then, you know, my daughter's talking about it last night. They did a study in one of her classes. She's getting ready to become a nurse. That they looked at programming for kids. And that in the programming, that five commercials in this one half hour were fast food commercials. And how, you know, and it was, you know, of course, children watch the commercials. And I said, that may be. But so what? One, you don't have to let them watch the TV. In fact, children probably below a certain age shouldn't even be watching TV. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, is it's called no. No, we're not going to do that. No, we're not buying that. No, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to go, no, you can't have a Happy Meal, or we're going to do it like this. No, you take responsibility. Anyway. So, hey, look, I have got one Happy Meal to give away. One more before Christmas. Think of this as your Christmas present from Jimmy and KCNR 1460, the first caller. 605-4567. I have a Happy Meal. Well, it's a $5 gift certificate to McDonald's. 605-4567. And just say that you want that Happy Meal because Christmas is coming up and it's your protest. We got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 60, it's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:53 in the morning. It is December the 24th. Time's winding down, guys, if you haven't quite got that special present. The phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're chatting on KCNR1460.com and streaming. All right, I still have not given away the McDonald's Happy Meal certificate. It's a $5 gift certificate for McDonald's.
Nobody's called yet.
Nobody's called yet. 605-4567. Give your child something special for Christmas. You know, one of the things we push around here is, you know, shop local, go local. It says here is that U.S. online shopping rose 15.4% to $36.4 billion for the Holiday Shopping Center. A MasterCard Advisor Spending Pulse report reported on Thursday. Online sales registered double-digit growth in 6 out of 7 weeks since October 31st. Today, e-commerce accounts for a much larger share of overall retail sales compared to a few years ago. Gains were led by apparel and accounted for 18.8%, and electronics also recorded significant gains. Okay, why am I talking about that? It's fact is that you see it's coming. A lot of people do that. But the problem with doing, you know, shopping online, yeah, you may save some money, but what if it's not right? What if the apparel's not good? What if electronics isn't good? You have to send it back, and then you have to go through all of that. Buy local. You talk to somebody. In many, many, many cases, you can get the same apparel or the same toy or the same piece of equipment from a local, and you get to see them, talk to them. They back their equipment. They back what they sell. They can come back if there is anything wrong. They can fix it. And also it puts money back into our local economy. You know, at first you want to shop at our local stores, owned by our local people. Then you get into the bigger box stores and the chains because, you know, some of the money stays here. But once you go online, nothing stays here. So I urge people to go that extra yard. If you aren't going to search on the internet for it, then search for a local store. Okay, we have a winner.
Well, how exciting.
Cindy.
Thank you.
Cindy, you won the gift certificate to McDonald's.
Good. I'm going to get a Happy Meal.
Good. Good. You know, you have to tell us what the toy is. Somebody brought us one of the toys back, so That's on our little hall of fame right here too.
I'm hoping for Woody from Toy Story. Do they still have him?
I don't know.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas and thanks for listening and thanks for winning. We'll put it out here on our counter right here at KCNR.
Okay. Awesome. I wanted to make a comment about the hijab.
Okay.
There's a distinct difference between the burqa, which is the dress, and the hijab, which is the face covering. And not all hijab needs to cover the eyes. It depends upon family structure, cultural structure, how strict their sect of their religion is.
You're absolutely right. I understand that
France does not prohibit the hair and neck being covered.
Right. I know that when I was in the Middle East, that Westerners could walk and they would have a light scarf. If they just kind of put it over their head or over their shoulders, it was considered enough because they were Western that it was showing respect. But what you're saying is absolutely true. Yeah, there's different levels.
Right, and the my daughter, who's not Muslim, did an experiment. She wore the hijab. She traveled from Texas to California. This was before France made its change. And she said it was very freeing because she felt she didn't have to smile at anybody. She didn't want to, and she commented that, boy, you don't have to make up. You're not there to please anybody. And she said that for a Western woman, it was quite a different mindset.
Well, you know.
Anyway, that's my two bits.
Well, you know, that was good, and I'm so glad you called. And that was interesting. And she didn't have to please anybody but herself. Isn't that great?
Little different take on it, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, well, thank you so much, Cindy. And we'll have this down here for you right here, right after the show.
1326 Market Street. Thank you. Okay, Jay.
Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
I'm fine. We got like about a minute left.
Well, I'll make it quick. First of all, I want to say thank you very much for that McDonald's meal that you gave us.
Well, thank Jimmy. Jimmy provided them there. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. After we left your studio, I took her home, and Grandma showed up about 2 hours later, so she got double treats. She got to have Grandma take her to McDonald's. So she was all excited, so I just want to say thank you very much for that.
Well, you know what? Thank you for listening, and thanks for entering.
Well, you know, you got a great station going. I'm very happy for you guys. And I just want to tell you I'm really glad that you're there. And keep on keeping on, my friend.
We're not stopping. We're going to launch big next year. We got some new things happening. It'll be kind of surprising. And I think everybody's going to enjoy it. New shows, a new look, a new way of doing things. We're not going to change how we do our basics, though. We're still right behind this community. We're still going to be in it all the time.
And
so,
Jay, have a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Jay, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. And as always, you know, I've been driving a lot of drunk people who were partying hard last night.
Yes.
I've been taking them home today, so please. Call Yellow Cab, call ABC. I hate to give a plug for the competition, but, you know, just get home safe. That's all that matters.
Thanks a lot, Jay. We got to run. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Hey, on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05, December the 24th. It is Christmas Eve. I've been warning you. I've been warning you for weeks. It was coming, my friends. I know the women were ready. It's us men that are still out in a frenzied scramble at the last minute to find that perfect, perfect gift.
Oh, there was something off the AP this morning that Jim read early in the news that talked about how the people who shop on Black Friday.
Yes.
There's a whole group of people that shop on Black Friday thinking about they're scrambling for the deal. But the people who shop on Christmas Eve are just shopping to get it done. Most of that population, sorry to say, are men.
Well, you know, we work very well under pressure, unlike women who have to plan things ahead because they're gatherers. You know, Bad Bob's not here today, you know, for Christmas Eve. Bad Bob's out with his bride, so we have Chandler here today. Chandler's been doing ably filling in. Good morning there, Chandler.
Good morning.
He seems to be bright, cheery, and it's wonderful. I'm in a room full of, you know, former Marines. We'll get to that in a minute, but it's mostly cloudy today with a high of 52. And tonight is a chance of rain, 30% of tonight, going to be low of the temperature tonight of 42. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We want to let you know that Anselmo will be open for Christmas Eve and till 1:30 on New Year's Eve. Make your reservations, 474-5546. We're going to take the family out there and show them the ranch and show them the winery. It's a great place to go have brunch, and they have their
pet
full
the
menu. Mm-hmm. To pet the goats.
Okay, hey, you know, we talked about
Merry
this.
Merry Christmas!
I didn't ring the bells while you weren't here. Hon.
Well, I thought on my show the kids sang Jingle Bells. I just couldn't resist.
Well, you know, what's the use of having a radio show when your grandkids in town for Christmas for the first time, and you're talking to the world, and you can't have your children sing, you know, Jingle Bells. And they did well. And then they sang, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Uh-huh.
They knew all the words. You didn't. Or maybe you did. It sounded great, though. Hey, our guest today, it's a little bit different. We're bringing in U.S. Deputy Marshal Vince Gambone. So good morning there.
Morning.
Deputy Marshal. And Vince is operating out of New Mexico. And you're asking yourself, well, what's he doing up here? Well, Vince is also my son-in-law, and I'm very, very, very proud of him. But one of the things that we talk about all the time is the situation down in New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, and the things that perhaps we don't read about, but are just are local, you know, but are facts down along the border that people down there know about, but it just doesn't get into the mainstream media. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
How long you been in the Marshal Service?
Coming up on 8 years this coming May.
Right, and Vince was in the Marine Corps when you applied for the Marshal Service.
I was. I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years.
And then were accepted in their, what, it was an exceptional type program, exceptional entry, and it was something they were trying?
It was. It was the Operation Shining Star, where they hired people out of the military. Seems to me mostly out of the Marine Corps with honorable discharges and so forth, and allowed you to get your foot in the door in the federal service that way.
Into the Marshal Service as opposed to having a background in law and a college degree and all that. That was waived if you've scored high enough on the test and then you passed all their interviews.
That's correct.
So anyway, so it wasn't easy to do.
It was not easy.
All right. And since you were married to my daughter at that time, I pretty much had a watching this the whole way.
You did.
Hey, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Vince, I want to talk about because people maybe don't understand U.S. Marshals and what they do. What a U.S. Marshal does and a deputy marshal, and just who a U.S. Marshal is. I think that probably is not as understood as it could be. Then we want to talk about the missions that you're seeing in down where you're at in the borders. And then have questions, answer questions as they come in via the chat or the phone lines. Okay?
Sure.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. CNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's back here, and she's sassy this morning.
Oh yes, and you know what, Chandler? Chandler at the break.
Good morning, Linda. It's so good to see you.
Chandler had.
I'm feeling great now.
Yeah, he had a teaspoon of instant at the break.
We were talking yesterday, saying, when you get going, you take a teaspoon of instant coffee and just chew it down. I mean, I've done that before. I don't know. Have you done it before?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I have, too. You know, here's the other thing. When I used to use tobacco products that I stuck in my mouth. And if you're out on a long-range patrol and you're laying there someplace, you know, or in a position, a little bit of that, a little bit of snuff, rubbing it in your eyes. Boy, I tell you what.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no. That
keeps snuff in the eyes?
Just a little bit, just a touch. That nicotine just, boy, irritates your eyes, you know. So I know it sounds stupid, but at that, we were young. We survived. But Chandler, he's wide awake now. He's alive. Hey, it's 8:14. It's December 24th. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right out on Airport Road. Doug Tooley is not giving away, but he's providing Dish Satellite for free. He's got rebates, but you have to give him a call, 244-1988. It's HD Satellite TV. Still plenty of time to get all those football games, get the playoffs. I think the BCS or whatever that thing's called is starting. You can actually watch the Philadelphia Eagles play, though why you would, I have no idea. Yeah, that's right. My son-in-law loves the Philadelphia Eagles. And the but see, this is a good time to do it. So it's 244-1988. Doug Tooley, local guy, 244-1988. All right. Okay, Vince, we talked about marshals. How many U.S. marshals are there in the United States?
There are 94 U.S. marshals, 94 districts, 94 U.S. marshals.
Okay. Now, that's a politically appointed position. Is that correct?
It is indeed. They tend to come and go with the administration.
All right. Now, up until, and this is what I didn't realize this till today, but up until 8 years ago, you didn't have to have any type of law enforcement experience. You just had to be appointed.
That's correct. I believe it was 8 or 10 years ago. There may have been some loose guidelines there, but not like there is currently.
And now it's you have to have law enforcement experience of some kind.
Management law enforcement experience. Our current U.S. Marshal in the District of New Mexico was the captain in the Albuquerque Police Department. Prior to that, lieutenant, sergeant, and so forth. He's a great guy. His name is Conrad Candelaria, and he's been on with us for a few months now. He's appointed by President Obama.
Okay, so then where it used to be a kind of a political plum appointment, hey, I'm a U.S. Marshal, I get to carry a weapon here, but you might have been a banker from Boston or something like that before.
Could have been,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to see they've changed that. It kind of makes sense that if you're going to put men's lives out there on the line, that you'd have some kind of experience. Of course, you don't have to become president. Okay, I'll pass on that one. Now, how many U.S. From a U.S. Marshal, then the chain of command drops down to he's got somebody second to him, obviously.
Correct. You'll have the chief deputy, and then you'll have a...
And this is a career marshal, career...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely career. The chief, they run the show. And as do his assistant chief and then first-line supervisors, things like that.
Okay. And do you know how many U.S. deputy... And so you are a deputy marshal.
I'm a deputy.
And so everybody below the U.S. marshals are deputy marshals.
That's correct.
No matter if you've got 2 years in or 30 years in.
That's also correct.
Okay. Am I helping here with this? You can expand on these if you want.
No, you're getting them right.
Okay. Now, so on the deputy, how big is the U.S. Marshal Service?
The exact number I don't know. I believe it's right around 3,000 right now. It's one of these smaller federal agencies for law enforcement.
And what are your missions?
Primary mission is to secure the federal judiciary, judges, jurors, and so forth. It's been that way for a couple hundred years. Outside of that, we have many other responsibilities, to include serving arrest warrants, federal, state, and local, and chasing down the worst of the worst.
See, we have a saying here that's the good guys against the bad guys, that sometimes people will say, well, what does that mean? And Carl said, well, Carl has always said, I shouldn't have to explain it. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Look yourself in the mirror at the end of the day, and you know whether you've done, if you're good, if you've done well. But you, Vince, are one of our heroes, that there are bad people that just do bad things. And unfortunately, you seem to, in your position of authority and work, I mean, not unfortunately, which is fortunate, that you get to see the underbelly of the we choose not to see. And so you're the one that takes that element and puts them in their proper place. And we thank you for that. You won an award, I think, for most convicted.
For your work.
What was the award? Do you mind sharing with us?
Sure. It was an award presented by the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of New Mexico to myself, my immediate supervisor, and my partner, for our extensive work on the reservation through the Project Safe Neighborhood. And basically what that is...
When we talk about the reservation, you're talking about the Navajo Reservation there.
The Navajo Reservation, although there are several in New Mexico, but more specifically that one. And it's that program, the PSN, or the Project Safe Neighborhood Project, is what would otherwise be known as a weed and seed. What is happening is that there's some funding that's being put toward the Navajo Reservation for anti-gang anti-gun initiatives and areas along that with the children. On the other side of the spectrum is where I come in, and that's where we need to go in there, and we need to get the bad guys off.
And it's okay. Let's talk about this on the reservations. I don't know how many people know this, but local authorities cannot go on the reservations. The only people that can go onto the reservation, of course, are the Indian police, and the FBI, and the U.S. Marshals Service are the only ones that can go on there to search for fugitives and to make arrests. The local sheriff, the local police, even if the reservation is right there butting up against their town, can't do anything like that.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. The chat room is open here on KCNR1460.com. We'll see you right after these messages.
Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carla Linda Bott, good morning. 8:23 in the morning, December the 24th. I'm not going to make any more jokes about us going running out and shopping right after the show's over, but Vince, we're going to go run out right after. Okay, got it. Our guest is U.S. Deputy Marshal Vince Gambone, a splendid-looking young man who has a beautiful wife and two of the smartest children that are around that just walk on the face of the earth. And do I mention that Deputy U.S. Marshal Gambone is also my son-in-law, so I can do that.
Well, before the break...
Okay, before the break, we were talking about his work on the reservation, because only two groups of people can go on, two types of law enforcement can go on the Native American reservations, the FBI and the U.S. Marshal Service. And one of the things you talked about was some of the programs they had, anti-gang, and you used the term anti-gun, but that's not what you meant, though.
I didn't mean that. I meant gun safety, to teach the young individuals on the Navajo reservation the issues surrounding gun safety and educating them about those issues. Yeah.
So how do you go about doing that when you talk about these programs? Is there like a classroom? I mean, how do you go and infiltrate? The reservation to say, okay, we're coming in and we're going to teach you guys, you know, how to have a better life. What do you do?
Well, as far as I can tell, they pay somebody a lot of money, and they go out into the reservation and go to these elementary schools and middle schools and so forth and try to get the message out through what program. I'm not really sure. I'm not involved on that aspect of the project.
The work you do on the reservation, I know that you've won awards for that, and you've won other awards for the amount of felony arrests you've made in this. And the situation on the reservations, I don't want to go deep into this because we've talked about it, but with the children and the unemployment and everything has been cruel, it appears.
It has been. There's very little. If any employment on the reservation, and let's put a size to this, that the Navajo reservation is not small. It is very immense. It is vast. It is about the size of Connecticut, and it straddles two states, Arizona and New Mexico. And I focus more so on the New Mexico side almost exclusively because that's my district. But it is a huge, huge landmass. And dotted throughout that desert landmass are small towns, few and far between. Sometimes you can go an hour without seeing another human being, and then other times, I mean, you're in the thick of it, and it can be kind of disheartening sometimes to see what there is out there. It is definitely not where it should be. It's not mainstream anything, but. Well, anyways, that's where we work out there quite a bit.
Yeah. One of the questions was, you don't have anything to do with the casinos or policing casinos or anything.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's a different thing.
At the break, we were talking about a program, and you wanted to shine a light on that, which is called the Shining Star Program.
Sure. That's how I got hired. They're not currently offering that program any longer. I just didn't want to give any Marines or soldiers out there any...
So it's just a small window of time, and you happen to be at the right place at the right time with the
sure.
right qualifications.
Sure.
And so that's how you got in. And then they encouraged you then to go to apply yourself to your higher education.
That's correct. I shortly after coming on with the Marshal Service within a few years, finished my bachelor's degree, and that's very key to getting in now nowadays. Although they will offer this program again, I'm just not sure when that is. But two ways you can get in now is from your bachelor's degree, right out of college, or a combination of law enforcement and higher education, 3 years, or 3 or 4 years of specialized service in another department, sheriff's department or PD, can get you into the federal door, and I strongly encourage it. It's an amazing job. And
okay, Vince, one of the questions was here on the chat room was hot pursuit. If a county sheriff is chasing somebody and they go on to onto the reservation, what happens?
To the best of my knowledge, they can continue the pursuit onto the res. Although it doesn't happen, it becomes a political hot potato at that point. And I say political because it they're a sovereign nation. The Navajo have a president, and to the best of my knowledge, it doesn't happen. I believe it may happen with the state police, but not with others. And it's people know this. So what they do is they'll go to these towns that border the reservation, and they'll commit crimes. And then they'll flee on back to the res, knowing that they can't be pursued. Or even if it's not a hot pursuit, they'll just go back on the reservation, and the locals can't go get them.
Okay. We've got about a minute left. When we come back, I want to talk about the what you see and what's going along the border. And this is something that holds a lot of our attention. And, you know, the things that happen on the reservation, one of the questions was, do you see a lot of illegals on the reservation? Or is that a small thing?
Excuse me. No, I don't. I work on the northern reservations. However, I do know that it is difficult to patrol the southern reservations, and the Border Patrol, it's difficult for them to track illegal aliens coming across the border when they utilize the reservation because they cannot patrol it.
Okay. All right. Our guest is Deputy U.S. Marshal Vince Gamboa and Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. December the 24th, 8:34 in the morning.
Christmas Eve.
Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567. They were chatting and streaming on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. You know what? This is your chance to get a haircut right before Christmas. If you're a veteran, they give a discount. They support a lot of the veteran activities in this town. Not only that, you don't get hairstyling there. You get a haircut. They will shave using a razor around your ears and on your neck. When's the last time you had that? It's all part of the deal there. Man's Last Stronghold. That's right, Man's Last Stronghold. So that's why we're all going to meet there. And from there, we're all going to run out and buy those last-minute Christmas gifts. Because men, we congregate. We get ready to go on the hunt. We set out assignments. You go here, you go there. The first one that finds jewelry at a decent price, and there's a lot of them, give us a call. And we all converge that jewelry store, or better yet, the American Tire, where we buy those tire discount cards to give to our wives, and then she will find ways to make us pay for that the rest of our lives.
Do not do a washer and dryer. Very unromantic.
No, we had one on the vacuum cleaner. Somebody wrote in today and said, hey, he gave his wife a vacuum cleaner. They're no longer married. I'm not sure if that was the only reason, but I'm sure part of it was because for probably a year he had to try to extract that vacuum cleaner from a part of his body.
Our guest, and we just have about a little over 20 minutes left, and we've got some great questions coming in from the chat room, but is Vince Gambone, who is a U.S. Marshal in New Mexico. And Vince won the U.S. was honored with the U.S. Attorney Law Enforcement Award. And I want to go back to where we were because I want to hear the specifics of what that award was given to you for.
Okay. Well, it was given to not only me, but my immediate supervisor and my partner. And basically what we had done is for the first time, we partnered with the Navajo Police Department and surrounding county, the Sheriff's Department, McKinley County Sheriff's Department. And what we did is we took several probably over 100 warrants that were wanted off the reservation, but had fled onto the res, or the Navajo reservation. And we investigated their locations and used some other people to figure out where they were. There are no rural addresses out there. And out of that 100 warrants, I think we arrested 40-something felony arrests, and were able to bring them to justice. And that was the first time it had ever happened. And it will continue to happen. So if you're out there and you think you're safe, we're coming.
You know, the you do a lot of work along. Oh, what, okay, one of the things we did talk about was during the news break, they said they're going to be looking at your carry-on, your beverage.
TSA is bumping up the...
Yeah, because on your beverage, the thing you carry your beverage...
The thermal.
These thermos, not mugs, but cups. And we were laughing at that, and Vince said, well, that's not so funny. Tell us why.
Well, the Marshal Service sent me to some training in Pennsylvania. It was interdiction school, and what that is a lot of times the state police, or actually many times the state police and other agencies patrol the highways, do what's known as an interdiction stop, and they're looking for...
Interdiction?
Yes.
Okay.
Interdiction. And they're looking for illicit narcotics, illegal narcotics, traveling the highways of the U.S. And but when you mentioned that, and you kind of laughed a little bit, you shouldn't, because one of the areas where they can hide narcotics is in these
thermal cups.
Thermal cups, because there's a gap between the outer wall and the inner wall where the insulation should be, and they can take that out, and they can put whatever they want in there.
It can be either drugs or explosives.
Well, it could be, absolutely, either way. So it's probably important that they're focusing on that, I would think.
And by the way, we laugh at a lot of things we probably shouldn't laugh at, but that's okay.
Well,
we like doing that.
They said intelligence, you know, whatever.
Well, it makes sense.
The intelligence is that this is, they're going to start bumping up the security more so today.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, and I've said this before, and we got into body scanners now. And by the way, y'all didn't have to go through the body scanners, did you, on the way up from New Mexico?
No.
But I guess there's people that do. But here's the thing about it. Only thing I'd like to see one time is TSA put out something, and maybe they have, so somebody help me with this, that shows how many people that they have caught trying to bring something on illegal. I'm not talking about the nail file, because I've got a great story about a bunch of Marines coming back from combat. They're all carrying weapons, of all types of weapons, and TSA is telling the one Marine he can't bring on a nail file. He says it's going to be considered a weapon. He says, what do you think I'm carrying? He's carrying a machine gun with him. And he said, oh, you can't do it. And it got almost into a real contest there. But the Marines behind him said, we want to get on the plane. Give him the nail file. Buy you one. But here's the thing is, how many stops has TSA made, let's say just in the last 5 years, on people that are on watch lists that are carrying things that they shouldn't be? That to me should be something that's available out there. How many people have they stopped that's been on some kind of watch list that's carrying an item they shouldn't be, that could cause a plane to be taken down or be taken over? I'm just wondering. I mean, because we're going through a lot of this. And how much, is there any results of this? Or is this just something else that we just, it's making us feel good?
I know we're all chomping at the bit. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, let's talk about the border. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 844, December the 24th, the day before Christmas. Birth of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. They've got a number of gifts down there available in their Espresso Joe section, you know, the coffee beans, coffee makers. You have a special, you know, the cigar lover in your family. They've special displays for that over there in the finest walk-in humidor in the state. So, Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley, Merry Christmas to Joe and Shelley.
And all the staff
at Tobacco and
the
Brew.
The girls over there are phenomenal.
Every one of them are just really quality people. Okay, our guest, Deputy U.S. Marshal Vince Gambone, also son-in-law, so we have a special place in our heart. Okay, let's talk border. You see, you do a lot of work along the border.
What are you seeing down there, Vince, that you can talk about?
Well, I'm seeing that it's not secure as far as... I don't think there's an ability to secure it, in my opinion. The border region is so vast and so rugged in some areas. I don't know that a fence can secure it, or if there's funds to secure it. It's so vast, and I didn't realize that. I had an opportunity to go down there and do some things, but I didn't realize how enormous, how big the problem is, both because of its location and it's the environment and how hostile it is down there. I mean, by weather and so forth, and the terrain. It's so vast. I think a lot of people believe that it's just this, there's a border, and it's just like looking at a map, and here's America, and it's red, and here is Mexico, and it's green, and there's a clean-cut border there. It's very diluted, if you ask me. I've been in areas of the border where you can't even tell that you're in the United States.
But any border's like that when you're going to...
Correct.
Now, when we say that, do you think, well, with that in mind, do you think everything's being done that can be done to shut down that border, to keep illegals across, impossible terrorists?
In my opinion, I don't believe so.
And this is just your opinion.
This is my opinion. That's correct. I don't think so. I don't know that there's much being done. I can tell you this: the U.S. Border Patrol is underappreciated, in my opinion, by the locals down there, but by the rest of the United States. I don't think the United States, the citizens, realize what they do on a daily basis, walking miles on end. They're underappreciated and in my opinion, underpaid. They should be the highest paid law enforcement in the country. In my opinion, those guys out there, I'll give them a shout out. They're really doing a bang-up job with the resources and the equipment that they're afforded to get the job done.
Well, you know, they just had, I believe it was a Border Patrol agent that was just killed this past week. That's who he was. They just had the funeral for him. One of the things that we've talked about, and you haven't been privy to this, but with the amount of people pouring through the border there, the fact is, and with all the new technology that's available, that putting it on the border, is this something? I mean, if you could kind of stem the flow, is this something that, I mean, does anybody, the morale down there, is they're saying, we need more of this, we need help, we need this, and yet they're kind of like putting their finger in a dike right now. Do they see? I mean, it's getting more dangerous.
Oh, it's absolutely getting more dangerous. I mean, we just had that. And I say we, but we just had that Border Patrol agent killed down there, and that's a huge problem. I don't know the details that surround it. I don't know who does at this point, actually, but it that's horrible, and that should be in the front of the news, right next to the Afghan and Iraq war. Every nightly news station should be showing that, because this is a huge problem. I mean, that man's down there, along with his partners and the rest of the team, trying to secure the border, and I don't think there's support for it, and it's a horrible situation.
Well, I don't want you to get into political comments, because that's not what you're in here for. That's what I'm here for.
Sure.
It just, you know, to me, it's a complete total lack of political will by not just Obama, even though that he's the flag waver right here. Bush didn't have it either, and neither did, I don't think, Clinton did either. So that for some reason we believe that it's fine for people to come across the border in millions, and not to try and stop them. And for every 10 that you catch, you know, 100 get through. I don't, and to continue to put our people in harm's way. You know, we laugh and we talk. I mean, not laugh. People get so serious about Iraq and Afghanistan, putting our forces in harm's way without a clear exit strategy. We're putting our people in harm's way every day along that border. With what's the strategy? Is there any strategy? We got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 853. December the 24th. 2 days left. She gets up late. You still got time to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go out and find that quality piece of whatever it is that you're going to try and buy your safety off with.
Well, I have a girlfriend quickly, and we're going to talk about Mike's music just for a second, because if you're maybe your loved one would like to learn a musical instrument, and they've talked about it, it's been on their wish list, on their bucket list, if you will. Piano, keyboards, how about some sound equipment, a microphone, all the great things. And with knowledgeable people, Mike's Music on Cypress Avenue, that's right there behind the Pine Street Safeway, back in that shopping center. Mike's Music, go and have great sale going on right now. Knowledgeable people and lessons along with what you buy.
Let's go to the phones. Roadrunner, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Good. And good morning to your son-in-law, or your brother-in-law, rather.
No,
and,
my son-in-law. My son-in-law.
Oh, your son-in-law. Well, kudos to him for the fine service that he's doing for our country.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a quick comment. I won't hold you on this, but on that Border Patrol agent, if you Google his name, you'll find multiple sources, which probably all got their information from one spot. That man was shot in the back. He was in pursuit of, literally, it turned out they were drug gang cartel people, and all he had to shoot with was rubber bullets and bean bags. Those guys are being seriously limited back there, down there. They're fighting with their and defending our border, supposedly, unarmed as far as I'm concerned, and nobody makes any comment about that. Nobody brings that up in the news. You've got to go on the Internet to find it out.
You know, the beanbags and you're talking about non-lethal weapons is that they're being forced to use. But I don't want to put Vince in a bad spot here, because if he says things, I don't want this to go back on him. But I've heard that before, and if you remember, the Border Patrol got into a snit because they were being attacked, and they shot a couple of would-be terrorists. They were hitting them with rocks, and they were told that, hey, you know, you've got to use these non-lethal methods. I would think that wouldn't mean if you're in pursuit of gang members or people that got guns. Are you gone?
No, I'm there. I wasn't sure you were done.
Yeah. No.
Well, it's my understanding that the edict down there is that they start with rubber bullets and or bean bags, and that's got to be their first line of defense. And then after that, if they're still under threat, then they can switch over. But in the meantime, what do they say? Hold on there, border illegal. Hold on there, drug gang cartel member, while I switch my ammunition or switch weapons.
Yeah. Let's have a pillow fight.
Yeah, let's have it. You know, I think maybe what we ought to do is we ought to just make an agreement with Mexico that we go out there with paint guns, you know, and just if you get a paint splotch on you, then you got to go back home and start over.
But wait a minute. I don't know. They could hurt your eyes, but maybe we shouldn't do that.
Okay. That's true. Well, you got to be sure not to aim anywhere close.
Good gun run. Yeah.
I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much for taking me online, and I just want to give you a little heads up. During the commercial, while I was on hold, I was listening to your entire studio conversation.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye. We'll have to teach Chandler how to stop that. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas there, Bert. Okay, we only got a couple minutes left. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me here.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Truly.
Thank you.
And thanks for being a great son-in-law and taking care of my daughter and my grandkids.
I try my best.
Hey, I've got a Christmas wish for people. Tomorrow is Christmas. And after I give this is, and then I want to talk a little bit again about who not to forget out here. This is for my Democratic friends. Please accept with no obligation, implied or explicit, my best wishes for an environmentally conscious, socially responsible, low-stress, non-addictive, gender-neutral celebration of the winter solstice holiday, practiced with the most enjoyable traditions of the religious persuasion of your choice or secular practice of your choice, with respect for the religious, secular persuasion and or tradition of others, or their choice not to practice religious or secular traditions at all. I also wish you a fiscally successful, personally fulfilling, and medically uncomplicated recognition of the onset of the generally accepted calendar year of 2011, but not without due respect for the calendars of choice of other cultures whose contributions to society have helped make America great, not to imply that America is necessarily greater than any other country nor
the only America in the Western Hemisphere. Also, this wish is made without regard to race, creed, color, age, physical ability, religious faith, or sexual preference of the wishy. To my Republican friends, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Again, my friends.
Merry Christmas, truly. We only have a few.
And keep in mind those warriors that are out there, those who are deployed, not only just our military, but as we've learned today and as we've talked about today, those men and women that are in our law enforcement, that are along the borders of our country and that are in danger, but all of our deployed brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, and our aunts and uncles, in some cases mothers and fathers, that are out there on the front lines, that are out there today keeping us safe. They're not having the type of Christmas we're going to have. They're not having the turkey and the presents and such. But they are with their brothers out there. They are with their family. I can promise you that. They're with a family that means a lot to them. But let us not forget them. Let's never forget those that serve, those who stand on the wall. So, Merry Christmas.
Enjoy the time with your family, and if you are spending Christmas and your family's elsewhere, then see a neighbor and help a veteran or the guy down the street that maybe is going through some hard times and might be alone. Go by and bring some cocoa and enjoy some cheer together.
And just remember, hey, you know what? We're all good guys today.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.